great country, Q94. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tinor, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Good morning.
Good morning.
Should we break the news?
I
think people will be excited.
I hope that they're half as excited as we are.
You know, I now know how it feels to be in like a sitcom or like a TV series, yeah, and it gets renewed, and you're like, yes, okay, we can keep doing it. That's how we felt on what was the day? Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah.
We've been renewed for another year.
Yeah, right. Our contract has been renewed.
That's... Our contract has been extended.
Yeah.
We should have gotten a raise.
I mean, doubling nothing is
still
is
nothing.
Still a pretty good wage, I guess. No, thanks to Dunkin' Donuts, we will stay on the air another
yeah,
year.
Yeah, so. Thanks for their sponsorship. So, it was funny. It was a very quick yes.
Well.
We must be doing something right. Of course, Blues Fest going on this weekend.
Right, busy weekend down on the island.
Busy weekend down on St. Farrell Island. A pretty laid-back crowd, though.
Yeah, Blues Fest, for the most part through the years, it's really grown, actually.
It has,
years, which
yes.
is awesome to
yes.
see. We like to see the island just packed, and that's good for everybody, but... Blues Fest, for the most part, has been relatively calm for us over the years, and there's a number of different factors that play into that. What we do respond to every once in a while is, loved ones that aren't getting along for the weekend.
maybe a little heat, a little
yeah,
too much alcohol.
Warmth, alcohol.
Yep.
Maybe live music plays a part
yeah.
in it, I don't know, but dancing certainly does. A couple instances I've been to, it's been broken hearts over somebody dancing with somebody else.
So yeah.
Make sure you're dancing with your partner.
Yes, yes. So. Dance with the person you came with.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, that's not a rule, it's not a law, but it helps. Everything.
But it helps.
Yeah.
So on a lighthearted note, enjoy Blues Fest.
Yes, yeah,
hopefully,
be safe.
Hopefully, yes, everybody's safe. And you guys have a very low-key weekend.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
That would be good. On a more serious note, you had to send out a press release, I believe, Thursday?
Right, yes.
And it's one of those things that it gets sent out, probably gets shared on social media,
yeah,
and immediately becomes a firestorm.
Yeah, sometimes. These don't happen often, only because,
no,
we try to focus on more serious offenses and those types of things, but state law allows us to release information on sex offenders that are being released from prison into our community, and we have an individual who's going to be released on Tuesday,
mm-hmm,
into Prairie du Chien, and be living at the Prairie Motel, Marquette Road. This individual, I can remember being a patrol officer when their case in Crawford County was investigated and heard, and they were sentenced to 15 years in prison and extended supervision after that. They're also a lifetime GPS candidate, so this gentleman will have GPS on him for his entirety of his life. He's also got a caseworker that from probation and parole that'll be keeping close tabs on him. That GPS is relatively very accurate. They're saying,
mm-hmm,
up to 12 to 15 feet radius,
okay,
of accuracy, so that's good. But yeah, Charles Black.
But a lot can happen in 12 to 15 feet.
Right, right. I get it. This is not a conversation that,
no,
I'm like, oh, I can't wait to have this conversation with Lori or any of the members of our community, because it's difficult for me from a chief's standpoint, because my obligation is to make sure that the community's safe. And,
mm-hmm,
when, offenders are released and he's done his time, that was ordered by a judge, not by me, not by any officers, but a judge sentenced him, and he has served his time and is due for release.
And you briefly mentioned his name.
Yeah, Charles Black is the individual who's being released. And again, he lived in our community 15 years ago and has since been in prison for that amount of time. And will be released and have pretty strict criteria that he has to adhere,
mm-hmm,
to. So he cannot leave the motel property,
mm-hmm,
and so that's pretty strict right there.
Yeah,
and, as things transpire, as he looks for employment, those types of things, those restrictions will be lifted through the course of time. So he'll report to us actually on Tuesday when he comes into town, and we'll do a face to face. We'll take new pictures of him and document, the paperwork that Department of Corrections provides to make sure that he does a face-to-face communication and meet and greet with us. So,
well, there's two things I want to reiterate.
Yeah.
One, he's not wanted.
Correct. Yeah.
Not putting this information out there. Yeah. To, if you see this man, call the police.
Yeah, so I will throw this out there. He does not currently have a warrant for his arrest. So,
no.
And if he does have a warrant for his arrest at some point in time, he will be fairly easy to find because of the GPS.
Yeah.
And we should know where he's at. We have had offenders that have cut off their GPS in the past, and that is something that we get notification of immediately. Our staff is well aware of his location. Department of Corrections has been really good to work with. Now, we don't agree on everything. I didn't necessarily agree with his placement at Prairie Motel, but that's where it's at. And so my obligation as the chief is to make sure people are aware of that. And that I don't take that obligation lightly. This is not in any way, shape, or form meant to scare people or to entice people to act. In fact, if you use this information to harass or commit criminal offenses towards this person, you're going to be held accountable for those things. So,
and that's what my next point was going to be, is you're putting the information out there, but you're not encouraging citizens to harass or threaten or intimidate this person.
Right. There's no reason for that. There just
no.
isn't. This person has served their time in prison and has to be released to our community because that's where he was convicted. And we have an obligation to inform the public. Mr. Black also has an obligation to be a upstanding citizen of our community and do what's right and, gain employment and, live his life. So that's the balancing act that we have to play.
Yeah. Not an easy, tightrope to walk down.
No, not by any means. And the reality is I don't ever want to have this conversation if I don't have to. There are aspects of my job that are required, and this is one of those things.
Yeah, not the fun part of your job.
No, not at all. I like fishing with kids.
I was going to say, but moving on to fun part of your job, Cops and Bobbers.
Cops and Bobbers, we still have some spots available. I know a lot of people have emailed me and left me messages, and I've gotten everybody signed up. We do have a few spots available. I think we're at 38 people registered so far.
Okay.
And so if you're interested, please email me. My email address is ktenor, my first initial, my last name, @perdesheen-wi.gov. You can email me. I just need your kids' information so we know who we're expecting. A lot of questions that come up are parents allowed? Yes, please. if you want to attend with your child, that's great. The more the merrier. We do have a age limit, I guess, but if your child is, 14, 15, 16, and they happen to show up at the park to fish, that's okay. We're not going to turn them away. They just aren't going to be eligible for all of our free goodies and those types of things. So, and then the minimum age, same thing. If you happen to show up with your 6-year-old or 4-year-old and they want to fish, by all means, they can do that. But just to participate in our program, we have that age window that we're trying to focus on.
What is the age window?
I think it's 8 to 14.
Okay.
It might be 6 to 14. Gosh, let me look it up. But yeah, that's
sorry
it's
to put you on the spot.
No, that's okay.
Sorry,
I made
to put
the
you
rules.
On...
I should know that,
right? It is on the Prairie du Chien Facebook page.
It is
the
on our
Prairie
Facebook
du Chien
page,
Police
yeah.
Department Facebook page. Another thing I want to bring up, and we talked about this a little bit off air, and we've talked countless times about RICO in Phoenix.
Yes. Yep.
And so the other day I was out running some errands and I'm like, wow, there's a lot of police cars that are not Prairie du Chien police cars here. I thought you were just inviting friends for breakfast or something. but it turns out you guys had a canine training.
Yeah, we hosted a canine training with our kennel. So we get our dogs from a kennel in Canada. Tony Pallotta is his name, the kennel owner. And so he comes down to Wisconsin because there are several dogs from his kennel in Wisconsin, kind of clustered in this area of the state and then clustered in the Shawano, Wisconsin area.
Okay.
And so Tony came down, went through some training seminars in the Shawano area, made his trip down to Prairie du Chien. Tony and Lieutenant Cox kind of go way back. They have a relationship built up through the course of Rico's time at the police department. And so Tony likes to link up with his handlers and kind of go through fine-tuning, making sure that the dogs are still working the way they should be working. And then we invited a lot of other agencies to join us and say, hey, we have this expert in and canines. If you would like to come learn some tips, come on in. And we had a lot of people sign up for that. We also had several future customers of Tony that were from the Madison area that came to Prairie du Chien to see what he was all about, to talk to him, to get, you know, some pointers on what they could expect when they go to Toronto and train with their dog. It's just a really good time. Our dogs are required to have a certain number of hours of training each month. And so this is part of that training requirement. You know, when they go into court and testify, a defense attorney is going to pull their training logs to make sure that their dog is doing what it's supposed to be doing and on a regular basis. So we cover those points, and they cover those in training. And it's just a good time. I've never been a dog handler. I've never been a canine officer. But I will tell you that my time around canine officers is they're a unique individual, and they are are very there's a lot
dedicated.
There's a lot of camaraderie that's built up with that group of officers. So
I thought you just had invited friends over.
No, there was actually a lot of people from Iowa that
there
came.
There was. That's what I said. Oh, Kyle is making friends with Iowans.
Well, I actually delivered them my message of wanting to change Iowa to North Missouri.
No.
So the listeners in Iowa, that's nothing against you at all. I have a nephew named Kinnick. I get it. He's
so you have a smart sibling.
Well, my sister married somebody who's an Iowa Hawkeye fan, and
so your sister's smarter than you.
Sure, yes, she is. Yep, I'll throw that out there, Kelly. If you're listening, you're definitely smarter than me. But there are a couple weekends throughout the year I get to send her husband a text message or razz him a little bit about the Iowa Hawkeyes.
And every Saturday morning you get to razz me.
Well,
yeah,
I would say, you know, you and I is probably the best team in Iowa.
Yeah, for sure.
Followed by the Cyclones, and then the Peacocks, and then the Hawkeyes. that's just me.
All right. Well, thanks so much talking with doing coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tienor. Enjoy Blues Fest.
Yes, everybody, be safe.
We'll talk next week about County Line Country Fest.
Sounds good.
A little bit bigger one for you.
Yeah, definitely.
It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tienor.